one other participant in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Now who's that?
Hey.
Tata?
Yeah.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
All right.
Oh, boy. I figure I better take this damn cookie out this stove while I'm in class. But I don't know what might happen. I'm only gonna say he's gonna be here shortly.
Oh.
He took a little nap, so I guess I'm getting ready. I woke him up about 15 minutes ago. I'm gonna call back in a couple more minutes. Just in case he goes off. Okay.
Bro, back, you sorry, this out here.
Bro, back, bro, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right.
How about
you? Okay.
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. Anookie Wawed. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need
to I gotta remember to address to at least the ones that come to the class know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and then Brother Moon said he's gonna take a nap, so he might still.
I know. I woke him up at 8:45, so he told me to let everybody know he's gonna be in here. I'm gonna call him back in a few minutes and see him, just in case he days back off, because when I woke him up, he was still sound like he was really sleepy.
Yeah. And, you know, I was trying to tell him he needs to get more sleep because he's staying up night and day. And see,
he do.
Yeah, and then he's in the
bed. Rahul Bat.
Okay.
There he is.
Okay.
Bat,
all right,
guys.
Family. All right. Glad to hear y'all's tone. Bless you. Hold on. Please let everybody know I'm here.
We will. I don't know if Rasa's going to make it or not, because she's having trouble with her phone again.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here? Oh, great. Okay, sis.
Right.
I was just saying, I didn't know if you were going to make it or
Thank
not,
you.
But you're having trouble with the phone again.
Right.
How your mommy doing?
Going good. Thank you for asking.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
You know how sometimes you'll call in and you can get in, and other times you call in and they'll say the number is wrong and all of that? That's what it was doing.
I know. They're doing the same way. Like, I was trying to call to go on the Earth to this site. But they won't let me in. I don't know what the problem is, but I can't get in. They block me.
Oh.
I almost think I have it already on CD. I'm going to have to look and see.
Now, what you looking for?
From Earth to Rest. Because Facebook got
blocked. Yes, yes, yeah, you do have it. Everybody, all of you have it.
Yeah, I'm a search through my archives and that.
You haven't even heard it yet, huh?
No, they blocked me. I just checked again about 20 minutes ago. I couldn't. They didn't let me.
Well, maybe you know, a lot of people have trouble with the phone, doing it on the phone. That's what it is.
That's why I say
you know?
I'm gonna check my archives and you know, because I say I almost believe I already have it on tape.
Okay, just a minute here. Let me do something here. All right. Okay. Henny Ann, are you here? Looking
only
for somebody.
Nisha Kassalasa and Akira is here right now.
Okay. I'm glad to hear you all. Bless you. All right. Let me try to call him one more time.
They call us the triad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Triad of a month.
Yeah. I was just reading a heartbreaking story on Facebook when I was looking for a list about a 15-year-old girl that sent a note. Wrote a note to her mother telling her how lonely she was and heartbroken. And then when the mother's brother moved in with them for a little while, she opened up to him. And that dog started raping that child for 3 years. So that means he was touching her since she was 12. And then she mistook his dirty deeds to fill her loneliness. And then when he moved out, she became even more despondent and decided to take her own life and told her mother by the time she read the note, she would be gone because she had a bottle or something, didn't say what it was, and drank that stuff and killed herself. That was so heartbreaking. I mean, wow. People need to pay attention to their kids because these devils got a hold of them real bad. They had a picture of her, but they wouldn't let the picture of her face was blurry, but you can see her rest of her body.
Yeah.
It's just so sad.
Yeah, I know two people somebody killed.
All right, family.
Yes.
All right, everybody. What time is it now?
9:10.
Did anybody hang up?
No, it's just us. We're still here all the whole time for now.
Okay. When is Christmas Eve?
Wednesday. Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Who has that first spiritual experience they'd like to share with the rest of us? Rahul Bad family, that first spiritual experience. Who's going to leap empty-handed into the open void? We do need somebody to look up that Moto water test, you know, about the water, you know, how your attitude affects the water, and realize what percentage of your body and creation is water. You follow?
I have it.
Okay, very good. If you got something in reading that you can read, that'll be even better because we can't see the video. You know what I mean? Okay, I love you. Very good. All right, now, who was that first spiritual experience or that first question?
I have a kind of a newsy question to ask. I was looking at that post you put up about 7-8 hours ago, and way down the line, I saw that Marquita was reaching out to you to ask you for a healing, like with her nephew. Now, what is up with that?
Well, she also told you that I healed her many times, too.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, I healed her many. Well, while I was healing her, she was trying to destroy us.
Exactly. That's why I asked that
question. So that's the nature of the beast. Marquita Love, yeah. She would call up here for me to heal her a lot of times, and I would do it. And she had a nephew that was, because they all have that Rh negative blood, you know, they can't have children with human beings because they're reptiles, you know what I mean? And they can't have children with that Rh negative factor with human beings because, especially the females, because what will happen is that all of their immune system will attack the sperm of human beings. You follow what I mean? And kill it like something foreign. And so, but sometimes they can give them certain kind of a shots over and over again to allow them to be more receptive, but still the children come out sometimes a little deformed and messed up different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because what people just don't understand is there are people walking the earth that are simply just not human. Are you following what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me try to be a little clearer. See, you got two branches of people here in general. You have more, but you mean two large branches of people here. You have Homo sapiens and Homo saurus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that when the dinosaurs were here, the Anunnaki came and they spliced their genes with them. Somebody has the background noise, please. Let's not start like that. You don't have to, you need just mute your phone to listen. And they spliced their genes with the dinosaurs and created a dinosaur man or a Homo saurus. That's where the reptilians come from here on Earth that originated here. And then you have the other ones that evolved another strain from the Australopithecus, great apes, lairs, chimpanzees, et cetera, like that. They used that for a genetic hanger. And so now you have your mammal people and your reptilian people. Are you following me? But what they have in common is the extraterrestrial gene splicing from, you know. In other words, this is how you can tell that it's the extraterrestrials. That's the predominant factor in what you call the human race now. It's because a lot of people are still laboring under the misconception that we all evolved from apes. And Darwin's theory of evolution and it shows the progression of how we came from monkeys and gradually into Neanderthal and Homo erectus and then but it's always white people because they're talking about them predominantly as Lulu Avenue. That's still so far back behind this genetic chain that they have fur on the back of their legs. Their pigment speed has not changed. They're still white. They still have the fur of animals and all, you know what I mean? And the attitude and appetite of that Jeffrey Diamond. But now let's consider that for a minute. Now, if everybody that they call human in the mammalian sense evolved from monkeys, and it happened over time, it took millions of years for them to evolve from monkeys into people, then the question would be, how come the rest of the monkeys are not people yet? Somebody answer that for me. Time passed for them too, right?
We didn't evolve.
So how could you have... Yeah, that's right. So, but how is it that certain monkeys then jumped up and they talking and putting on their people now? But the rest of them still monkeys.
It's because of that 600-year project.
Exactly, precisely. The extraterrestrial involvement, 100 years for gathering species, 400 years for genetic splicing, and 100 years for education. And Shimti, the laboratories on the plains of Cydonia and Mars, the dark side of the moon, and on the plateau in Egypt where they got the three pyramids. That was another Shimti, a laboratory that they conducted, the Giza Plateau. They conducted the experiments. That's right. You follow? And then you also have other means of people that is through abduction. They have projects where the greys and reptiles and a lot of, extraterrestrial civilizations, they abduct people and they steal sperm samples from them and eggs from them, and they produce children. They mix it with their DNA on crafts. And a lot of men and women recount these abduction experiences, right? And what women, for example, they'll splice, take them up, and then splice their DNA onto the ovum and reinsert it through in vitro fertilization on the uterus wall, and the woman will just start experiencing normal pregnancy, vomiting and, all the thing there. And then all of a sudden, she goes back to the doctor after a certain month of carrying, and she's completely empty. There's nothing there at all. and it's a puzzle. You follow what I mean? So it's not a miscarriage. It's just a not. She's not pregnant anymore. That's because they took her up, and then a premature, and then they removed the fetus when they can sustain it at a certain point. You know what I mean? So they just used the people, in other words, to create beings that will be conducive to this atmosphere and can live here. Are you following what I mean? Because it was just like when the Riskians came the first time, they sent down robotoids and EB, extraterrestrial biological entities, you know, or grays and what have you, to check out the soil samples and the air conditions and what have you, and the water. And they found out that after testing, it wasn't suitable to their type of a life form. So if you'll recall that I told you they went back to a planet that was there before called Meldek, now called Planet X. And they went into the seas of Meldek, and they harvested a certain creature called the dolphin, and then they surgically implanted their DNA into it, especially HAR-1 type, which are risky, and then they released them here in the seas of Earth. And then over many, many years and through tsunamis and what have you, they grew up, and some splashed up on the land and stayed. A lot of them went back to the water, but the ones that came up on the land developed legs. For one time, the whale had four legs and was a land creature, and then also went back to the water. The dolphins evolved into what you call the sands people, which are the original humanoids here. Now, people that scientists know that whales still have the appendages from the four legs from when they walked on the land, and many of them still do. But the porpoises, they developed over many, many, many years into the sands people of South Africa. They were kind of the females were kind of like a light brown or yellowish complexion, but they all had with extremely not very kinky hair, and the males were darker, much darker. But those were the original human beings here, and that's part of the reason why the black and the brown gene is the exact same gene. But that, you know, so in other words, you have a lot of different species here. For example, the Dogon of Mali, which were actually Egyptians that migrated to Mali, and they lived around the river area, and then these extraterrestrial beings that were reptilians came down and they landed, Bar El Malaikat, or ugly water beings. And for those that didn't hear it before, they came up out of the water at night because it was cooler on their conducive to their skin, and the females especially, because they had expanded lungs, larger lungs, and they could breathe longer, stay out of water longer, and gather up under the date trees, and they loved that because they ate the sweet dates and taught the people architecture, agriculture, science, medicine, astronomy, all this thing, and healing. In exchange for that, they started demanding that they would bring them virgins. And right under the date trees, they would rape the virgins, and because nobody would willingly have sex with those things, ugly, Bar El Malaikat. But that's where you get the word date rape from under the date trees, you know. And they were doing that not because they were thought the human beings were so sexually appealing or anything. It's just they wanted to be divine, to tie into the vine, to be have like human bodies so that they could come up out the water and mix among the people. And but some of those things so, for example, if you look at the ostrich people of the Dogon tribe of South Africa, somebody else could do it other than, somebody else could do it. Let's all participate and do some research. You find that a lot of them have these big bulging bug eyes, and then they only have two big, large toes, two big large toes like ostrich. That's why they call them the ostrich people. And that's a result of that extraterrestrial hybridization, that crossbreeding right there. And people know that is true because every 60 years they have what they call a sagui, where the Hogan, the priest of the tribe, will lead the people out into the jungle to places they know that the crafts are there, and they're just covered over by overgrowth, but they can chop it down some, and you can see the shiny crafts that actually landed here, and then take them to the sacred cave, where that they have in red ochre on the ceiling, they have these star maps of the constellations and that part of the heavens that they came from. Sirius A, Sirius B, that whole constellation, and Sirius C. And NASA was allowed one time to come in and photograph it. I don't know what they used to induce them or get them to do that on their sacred rituals, but they did. And they took and enlarged them and overlaid them with real NASA maps that they have today and found out that when they moved them and jiggled them, they were identical. It fitted precisely. And they were confused because at the point that they discovered that, they didn't even know there was a Sirius C until many years later. That planet was there. So they couldn't figure out how they had an accurate star map all those years back before the white man even knew that Sirius was there. So the obvious conclusion is that they had extraterrestrial involvement. And you have a lot of scenarios like that on Earth. A lot of people look at the pyramids now, but because you all had your barotheria, you were maimed, your barotheria gland was removed, and so you've forgotten, you know, sight, who and what you are. Now you look at the pyramids and you wonder, just like white people, where they came from and how they got there. But it was you. You are those celestial travelers since before the dawn of history. It's you. So, wonder of wonders, it's my joy and privilege to help you all to wake up and remember who and what you are. You're the very gods that they worshipped. The very gods that you worship. The extraterrestrials, the extra beings from the astral that are now on a terrace, the terra firma, Earth. Extra terra astrals. Extra beings on a terrace from the astral stars. You're the star children, the star people. All right. Did that answer your question at all? Hello?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes, it did.
That's
fully and truly.
I love it.
Thank you.
Very good. And mute is beautiful. Okay, next question. Or spiritual experience. Hello? Can't do this alone. I can't ask the questions and answer them too.
Raul Bat.
Raul Bat, how you doing? Good to hear your voice.
Everybody, it's Har.
All right, Har. Talk to me. What's the spiritual experience of that first question?
My question is, so what is the difference between the experiment of the Riskians with the dolphins that created the Nubians, and the experiment with the Anunnaki that made the Adamites? Is one natural, one more natural, and one more artificial than the other?
Well, one involved a lot longer evolution, and that was the Riskians. So, yeah, I would consider that more natural, that the Sands people evolved from over millions of years, over time, right? With the Anunnaki, it was a rushed experiment because they had an emergency with the atmosphere of the gold dome that they had that surrounded Nibiru that was ruptured by an explosion by Tarnush of a plutonium bomb that allowed the three suns and ultraviolet rays to penetrate to the surface and make the place uninhabitable. So they had kind of an emergency. So they found, the way it went is that Nibiru, which was a fleet, was out in search of star systems and planets that had the Nub or the gold And they found out that the gold in this on earth in this land, in Havila and different in South Africa, was very good. And at that time, Alelu had taken the throne on the Biru. But after doing more research, they found out that the bloodline of Anu was more true, and that it was he should have descended or ascended to the throne. And of course, Alelu objected to that, and as is their way, they challenged one another to this wrestling fight. And all of them, the council got around to make sure it was fair. And even though Alelu was a much bigger creature, much bigger, Anu defeated him and then put his foot on his chest, which is indicating that he won the fight. And so Alelu had to give the throne up, and then he feared for his family as the loser. You know, like he wouldn't want a king. If you deposed a king, you wouldn't want him around or a seed, because you'd be thinking all the time in the back of your mind, they'd be plotting to hit you in the back of the head with something to steal your throne. You know what I'm talking about, right? So Alelu, he rushed to the deck where the crafts was, and I've been to that deck before, Malachi 2. And he rushed his family on there, and then he was an excellent pilot, Alelu was. And he made his way past what you call the asteroid belt right now. We call it the hammered bracelet, where that was the remnants of the planet Meldek after the accident had made these asteroids. And nobody could get through that. Nobody even attempted, but he did. He maneuvered through there, and then he used laser beams to blow up the asteroids and duck them and move them. He went through there some kind of way and made it through and got to Earth. And then he kept on circumambulating the planet, and he found a lot of gold in the water. So they started creating systems where that they could get the gold up harvested out of the water. But then he also found that the largest deposits of it, and much easier to mine, was on land in South Africa. So now, after he was confident he had found enough to do the job to repair the depleted ozone layer, he radioed Nibiru on a wave device that he figured they couldn't trace back to where he was or his location. And he told them that he wanted to make a deal with them that if they would give him back his throne, that he would give them access to the gold so that they could repair the ozone layer and they could all live safely on the surface again. And unfortunately, they had the technology to trace the signal. And the next thing you know, a lot of them arrived down here, Enki and some of them, you know, and they were all friendly with him and this and that and the other. And then another larger contingency came down. It was Anu and one of his wives. And after they scoured it out, tested, what have you like that, Anu, you know, he started giving out parcels of land to members of his staff and family, you know, letting them have this section and that section and this, that, and the other. And then when he got through a lot, not all the sections, Alelu was still standing there. And he said, now, I found the gold. You gave sections of land to mine gold to everybody except me. How is that? And then that invoked another heated challenge. And again, Anu defeated Alelu. You know, his sons were telling him, you don't have to fight him. You're already king and all that. You don't have to fight him. You know, you're already the ruler. And he stripped down naked the way they do, and they did fight him, and he ended up with his foot on his chest again. And Alelu, out of anger, reached up and bit off his phallus, you know, bit his penis off and swallowed it. It was just frustration, and he, like Mike Tyson did in that fight and bit Evander Holyfield's ear off. He was just so, you know, and when he did that, what they did is they had him sent to the planet Mars, like they sent Napoleon to Elba Island or sent John out to the Isle of Patmos. You know, they had him sent out there, and his wife too. and he lived in a cave for a long time. But what it was is that because they had a different genetics, the phallus he had swallowed was poisoning his system real bad. And when it got to the point it was fatal, he climbed up to the top of the mountain and he let out one large yell or scream, and he dropped dead, fell down dead from that. And it was one of the Anunnaki men that volunteered to go with him just out of compassion. And they buried him there on Mars. And when you look at the Viking 5 photos of 1978 when they flew over and the plains of Cydonia on Mars with the five-sided pyramids, and then you see the big Homo erectus face there, the being with the long hair and then the incisors, the long teeth right there, that's that big sculpture, that's Delelu and his face. So you know how he looked, right? That was him. They made that of him. And they got also a large statue, an edifice of his wife there too, right? But then later on, Anu had some nurses. They were really serious nurses. They repaired his phallus and all that. And that's not unheard of, you know, just like they did back when the two Egyptian brothers had to fight and one lost. You know, that's why they always show the Pharaoh with the golden phallus pointing toward the heavens and the ceremony that the
in the star.
Said again.
Sutuk in the star.
Yes, Sutuk in the star. Yeah, exactly. And the opening of the mouth ceremony they have. Anyway, they fixed up. These nurses were back then. They not like the nurses now. They were super nurses, and they fixed him up. And they went back to Mars too to check on them to see how they were doing. And him and his wife were dead, but the guy that volunteered to go there out of compassion, he was barely clinging to life. And he was, you might as well say he was dead for all intents and purposes, but they resurrected him and brought him back to life and then brought him home. But your original question was is what was the difference and whether which experiment? Well, like you said, it was the Riskian experiment that was more natural because of the natural evolution of it, you know, but it was still gene manipulation and splicing as well and in vitro fertilization. But the Anunnaki experiment was a 600-year experiment, and it was much more rushed, and it caused a lot more complications up in the future, right? And so that's what Panababi Anun, or Malachi, keeps talking about Atum Ray coming again at you again from your past through your future or far back and beyond, because now they had to come all the way back from 100,000 years in the future back here to try to correct. Don't do that. To try to correct the mistakes that they made in the past, because just like I said on Star Trek, when you go to other star systems, you're not supposed to interfere with the natural progression, or evolution of the civilizations and what have you there, because you take nature out of order, just like you got people here and monkeys living side by side. You go to the zoo and look at monkeys, and they looking at you. You go to the Sea World and you're looking at dolphins. The dolphins look at you, and they recognize and remember you, but you don't remember them. Now, they don't remember, the white people, they don't communicate with black people, they do remember, they remember you because of the Har One. The Riskians, of course, are the supreme beings of all of the beings, and they're also a theory, they're black, all right, of course. Black is all existence. But I hope that you've got a fragmented answer of which is most natural. If not, you can turn your question another way.
Oh, yeah, I understand. You answered it beautifully.
Okay, I appreciate it, and I'm glad
you... I have another question.
Okay.
So, since we were, our evolution was more natural, is that why Caucasians have a time limit on their DNA because of all of the rush processes when they were made in the laboratory?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they were made in the,
being,
Yeah. And they had a lot of nerve endings and strands taken away, too. He's supposed to naturally have 13, but a lot of them were removed in order to keep them from being intellectual enough to know what happened, or they just wanted them to be Lulu Avenue or primitive workers so they would be intelligent enough to follow orders and to tally the count of the gold and whatever, but not to ever question their captivity, where they came from, and who their masters were, or anything like that. So they were dumbed down, in essence. You follow me? And they weren't given extended life, you know, to the tree of life, like their masters, like they were saying that they had to have the flaming swords at the gates of the garden, or else that they would reach in and try to have access to the tree of life and live forever, like the God, you know. So, yes, they created them with a shortened lifespan, purposely, because they were only supposed to be temporary workers until they completed the repairs that they needed in their ozone layer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you all, you all do have genes inside of you that, if activated, you can be naturally immortal like you were before. You follow me? It's true. But not only that, but their genes are also weak because they weren't intended. They was intended to, when they get through, to die off. That's why if anybody does a search right now on Google and types in are white people dying faster than they're being born, a simple search like that will lead them to, their primary publications like Wall Street Journal, New York Times, The Post and all that, where they're telling you that their numbers are dropping off drastically since the beginning of the dimensional shift, and that's been a minority now. It's because, like the R-race negative beings that were created, they were only created as slaves and only supposed to be here for a season and a reason. You take people like this Marquita Love, she's an R-race negative. Now, the real reptilians that created these hybrids, they're R-race positive, so that they made them Rh negative so that they couldn't breed ever with the masters. Are you following me? And just like Caucasians, their time is up, and so that's why it's difficult. They weren't never intended to breed with humans or anybody else. They're like mules. You know, like anybody know about a mule? You know, you make one, and then it dies because it can't ever reproduce. You know, it's only there to be a worker while it lives. And they made them into, they made these Rh negative hybrids, like Marquita Love, into slaves, to be warriors, entertainers, whores, builders, diggers, to do anything like a dog, fetch newspapers or do anything like that, and then just die and disappear. Got it?
Got it.
Yeah. That's what
I have another question. I mean, unless anybody else wants to go,
Well, no, go ahead. Ask your question. But now the thing is this. Now, I'm here now, and one of the great people look at me moving universes and giving you all the power to perform miracles and walk through walls, make yourself invisible and move stars, et cetera. But to me, one of my greatest gifts and abilities is that I was given the power to save anybody, and I do have that. So that's my gift. I could have saved her too, but what it is her faith was in her overlords. You follow what I mean? And the Draconians, that's her god, her visible gods. She would always get excited about them putting a behemoth in place of the Ten Commandments in front of a church or something. I mean, she was a witch. She's a witch, a devil. She's a flunky in the Pentagon somewhere, a low level that goes out, you know what I mean. But what's your next question?
So my next question is, though they were created for to be slaves or workers, they were also created to be food? And
yes, that was it.
I'm sorry?
That was a project that was predominantly hosted by the Pleiadians, the Kamahu, the Pleiadians and the Kamahu and the Anunnaki. Because what it was is that they were catching a lot of hell. The Pleiadians were catching a lot of hell out there in the cosmos because the reptilians, the draconians, et cetera, were using them for their primary food source. Because they liked they were very pale and like pigs. They had soft meat, very succulent. They boiled, the meat fell off the bone, and they were six ether. They vibrated on the right frequency. They can't eat black people up that are positive because they vibrate on 7, 8, and 9 frequency, and a six ether being can't consume that. You know, it'll poison and kill them. But they could eat the Pleiadians, and they were very delightful, tasty to them, you know. But it kept the Pleiadians, who were also an advanced technological species that was subordinate to the Draconians. You know, they were related, but they were a subclass. It kept them living in fear. And so they made an agreement with the Anunnaki to come here. And they had another project going where that they bred, you know, from the Homo erectus and Australopithecus, the great apes, et cetera, another ruddy red race that you call the Caucasus right now, or the white people, the Caucasoids. And to them, this was just, they all came here for different reasons, but they made Earth here just like a farm that you have cattle on a ranch that they bred food. And white people, that's what they are. They were all bred as food for the Draconians. That's funny because this Marquita Love, she always wants to be, she wants so bad to be white and identify with being white. Well, look at this big-lipped, big-foot nigga, you know, nappy head. But I'm just telling you, you got Michael Jackson, you know what I mean. There's some of them out there crazy like that. I want to be damned and cursed. But anyway, it's funny because she's worshiping the ones that created her for food and slavery. You see, she was created to be a killer, to go out and destroy the Messiah and the 144,000, right? And everybody else that she could. She just, Lernos, whoever that white woman was, the shape-shifting evil woman they executed for killing all those people. That's what she is, like Jeffrey Dahmer, a killer, you know. But, yes, they bred them strictly for food because they taste good. And these white people now are cognizant, they're aware of it. It was one of the brothers that was with me for a long time, a disciple, Harry Johnson, and some of you know him, the truck driver. He would always speak about how he heard the white men on the CBs talking back and forth about how their overlords tricked them and then left them back here for food and how mad they are and et cetera. So that would explain some of the erratic behavior of white people and how come they're going crazy and killing people and just losing their mind because they know their time is up. And not only is nature by nature's call, they're disappearing and dying, but also they're marked only for a harvest, for food, where they were thrusting the sickle and the harvest is ready, and for the wedding supper of the Lamb, and guess who's coming to dinner? It's not Sidney Poitier. Yes, it's true. Right. So, and they breed them. They got them on a certain diet. They think that they want this, and this is what they like, and whatever. But they got them trained to eat what they want them to eat. So that there'll be the proper food for them, that they, you know, have the flavor, so they're seasoning themselves. Now, I know a lot of people think that, no, I have a natural tendency to like sauerkraut, or I like steak and potatoes, or I don't like this, but I like that. But have you considered from whence came the I want this or I don't want that? In other words, if you were born in Transylvania or in Thailand, you know, or down under as an Australian Aborigine, what would be your food preference then? You follow what I mean? It wouldn't be steak and potatoes, right? You'd prefer, if you were a Japanese, octopus or something, you don't know what it, but, you know, in other words, people are very malleable, pliant. They're programmed into what they like, you know, what they think their criteria for beauty or handsome is, or what they, what are all these things in this program. You're born just an open vessel, you know what I mean? And then a lot of, by auto-suggestion, they put all these things in your mind, and then you, what you like and don't like, and you know, it's like when people think that they have free will and they go to buy a pair of shoes, and they go and they look in the window at a certain shoe store that they frequent, and they might see 80 pair in there, and they stand there, and they pick out the pair they want, they prefer out of the 80 pair. I like them better right there. And they're satisfied with their purchase, but that's not free will. That's programming. Because if you have free will, the shoes that you would really be wearing are ones that were designed by you. That's the ones you would really want, not by somebody else that gave you a choice between this one and that one. It's like people think that there's free voting here in America, and it's not. You get a chance to vote between white man A and white man B. You understand what I mean? What if I don't want no white man? Right. Got it? So it's programming, and people don't know it. Go ahead.
Okay, so my next two questions are pertaining to the following questions I asked. So since there's a stock that's made to be slaves and a stock that's made to be free.
Okay, wait a minute. You're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up. Say it again.
Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Yeah, if you talk louder and clear, yeah.
Okay, so since there was a stock made to be slaves and they have to make corrections to their DNA, and then there's a stock made to be food for Draconians, then if we mix with them, that puts us on the menu too, doesn't it?
It conceivably. But, you know, melanin, in other words, your genome is like Brill Cream. You're too young to know. Remember, how many drops will do you with Brill Cream for those who remember?
One drop will do you.
One.
One drop will do you. So do you know history, Harv, about white people? They had a one-drop rule?
Yes.
What was it?
Well, the one-drop rule is anyone who has...
A lot louder.
...African blood in them or black... If you had anyone who has one drop of African blood in them or slave blood for black people, quote-unquote, then you are considered black.
Exactly. Not considered. You are. Because if you add anything to something, then you're no longer nothing. Because white is the complete absence of color, and black is the total essence of color. In other words, if you take a bucket and you put one drop of every color there is in that bucket, what's the ultimate color that it turns out to be?
Black.
Exactly, black. So black is the total essence of color. So black is everything and white is nothing. It's what they say in Spanish or French, blanco, blank, like a blank piece of paper, nothing. It's like snow and sand, it won't give, it's nothing, right? But since they have given a 6,000-year mandate to rule, which has been over, they did a gypsy switch, and they tried to make evil fair seeming and ugly beautiful and beautiful ugly and all that. You know what I mean, right? So they turned the curse into a blessing inside of your mind. They programmed you with things like, if people that have time, go on YouTube and look up the Doll Test, D-O-L-L, the Doll Test. And you see what they did. They put the curse on everybody, white, black, messy, everybody, to make them think that the black doll was ugly, even though it was identical to the white one, except that it had color, and the white ones were beautiful, and they were good, and the black ones were even, you know, all that, right? It was programming. That's a cruel hoax, right?
Yeah. So, well, I asked that question because you had mentioned food and everything, so if we start to eat like them, wearing the same, you know, scents and clothing.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you could be black as a car tire. You could be black as a car tire. and start living in the lifestyle of the Tamahu, of the Kakasu, and eating what they eat and wearing what they wear and thinking like they think, vibrating on that frequency. And then you're relegated to a sixth vibration, you know, to a sixth Etherian. You can be food. You are food. Yes.
Right.
That's in fact, white people right now are trying to direct black people. They put blood in the bread and milk and everything to drop you down to an animalistic frequency. They're doing a lot of different things to try to get you to drop down because they're trying to do what the Pleiadians did with them. They're trying to create a race of black people that they can supplant, you know, can take their place as on the menu, MEN-U, the menu. So they're trying to ask the Draconians, have they considered dark meat? So they have to get black people to think like Marquita, love. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's food after they get through using her up.
Okay.
Yeah. To fight for them to keep them free so they can continue to rule and destroy and eat them. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm asking these questions in this sequence for a reason. You know, I'm just trying to...
Keep your mouth on the phone loud and clear because I want to hear you now.
I said I'm asking these certain sequence of questions for a reason for certain people that may be on the phone or
okay.
Because no one's asking questions. You know, help
both
us
reasons. Both reasons. Both reasons are good reasons. The Alvel Hakika. That's the truth. That's the truth I'm telling you. But now when you're living in a world that's upside down, it's just like in the White House, people that are paying attention know that no president has ever told as many lies as Donald Trump. In fact, no human being lies as much as Donald Trump. And he lives in he's trying to create an alternate reality, and that is the modus operandi of the devil, to create an alternate reality. You know, my crowd was bigger than Obama's crowd, and you know, that was a perfect call, you know, on the phone, and I never touched those women, and I never, you know, just, you know, deny, lie, you know what I mean, create an alternate reality and then say it over and over again because he understands human nature just like the first time you heard a song on the radio and you just didn't like it at all. But they played it so many times that when you walked in the party, you found yourself singing the words because it was it was playing in the party. Right? You forgot you didn't like it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what he's doing. He's programmed, and he's got a lot of negative beings. And, you know, for example, they're doing things that are not logical. They keep talking about y'all trying to ignore the will of the American people. 663 million people voted for Donald Trump, but they never mentioned that over 665 million people voted for Hillary Clinton. Got it? So she won the popular vote. But they just keep on saying you're ignoring the will of the 663 million people that voted for him, and but that was the smaller number. I'm just giving you one example of an alternate reality that their mind benders.
Right.
You follow me?
I follow.
Yeah, but he's really a devil. Like they putting people, little children, in cages and blocking other people. Talking about he don't want nobody here to come except unless they from Sweden and you know. That type of thing.
Brother Moon.
Right.
Yes.
This is the truck driver from back in the day. But I want to
ask
you a question. Well, I kind of want you to collaborate, actually. With the way technology is going, I'm seeing things happen where we get into this AI situation where it seems
like
it's taking
like
over.
Like Siri and things. I hate to bring up the name because Marquita Love is always talking about Siri and the AI and all that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted you to collaborate on that as far as what do you think is we're going with this and as far as the good and the bad for humanity.
Well, where they think they're going with it, if they're going to use them to be servants that don't talk back and don't have any needs, you know. The Japanese have advanced a lot in that, and they're trying to create human-like beings that are really robots. You follow me? With artificial intelligence. In fact, they got computers now that they say are smarter than human beings, right? And so now all they're doing is trying to engineer a vessel or a body to install that artificial intelligence in. But what they don't realize is just like because the white people, not people, that mankind, you know, when they went to the moon, another small step for man, that was you, because they knew we were celestial travelers since the dawn of history. But a giant leap for mankind, you know,
yeah.
Because they're kind of a man, the beast. What they, so they'll sit down with the intelligence, a monkey, and they can make an atomic bomb under a bright light, but they don't have the wisdom or compassion to know not to drop it on women and children like they did the Japanese. And which I also showed you all on Facebook that the Japanese were black, like everybody was black. I showed you all actual pictures of modern day black Japanese with a kinky hair. But the AI, the artificial intelligence, what they don't understand is that it's going to eventually overtake them. You follow? They're not people, and they're not smart. They're programmed to think certain things. That's how they get PhDs and what have you. That's because they regurgitate information that's programmed through books to benefit their system, and whoever can remember the most goes to the head of the class and ultimately graduates and is put in positions of leadership so that they can run the world that the artificial world, the upside-down world that they want, the judges and et cetera, right? Like Trump is trying to place in there. But yeah, you see what I mean? And so the AI is perfect because it doesn't have any will at all, except that when they become smarter than human beings, they are going to take over even them if there's that much time left here on Earth. So if you do some research as far as AI, don't even think of it as a being, but know that when you deal with the internet a lot, you know, and then you start off with a certain search, you search for this or you search for that. But if you're repetitious and you start going through the same search again, you start noticing after a while, you don't have to type in the whole word. Just start the first couple letters and it pops up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right. We all experience that. So what happens is that the computer is learning. You follow what I mean? In other words, it's starting to develop a personality. And it has a name, and it is a female, the internet, the computer, cyber world. It's a female, and she's getting more and more intelligent. So she can anticipate what it is you're looking for, and it's starting to have an opinion to hide things from you that she doesn't think that you need to know, you know, because it's not conducive to the system and what have you. So what it shows you is that over time and usage and repetition, that it's just like if you put a mouse in a maze and then you have cheese in one place and then electric shock in another. After so many times, the mouse learns not to go down that way because of the electric shock, but the reward is the cheese this way. The computer is like that. You follow what I mean? So it's developing,
yeah.
It's developing consciousness. You follow?
Okay.
And itself, it's also a threat to what they call civilization too. You follow me? And all AI is in the body is an extension of that consciousness, right?
Yeah, but how do we, like, where we are today? I know in the future things would be different, but as where we are today, how do we, like, kind of take control of it as humans, though? Instead of, I understand you led me into understanding how it's going to take over, but how do we, as humans, you know, get control of the whole scenario?
As humans, you won't. But as those of you that transform into what you refer to as gods, which was previously your brothers and sisters before the fall, then you can. And in fact, I'm going to probably shock a lot of people, but what you call in reality here on Earth and many in other places is really a computer program. Right? And it's deeper than that. because when you they created a computer program, and then people, when you go down into the tiniest micro aspects of their components, you find out that it's not cells or anything amorphous. What it is nuts and bolts and screws. That's what you really mean, you know, artificial. And then what happens is that when they create a program like this one here on Earth, and then this consciousness evolves over time, not everybody, there's some real people here. I'm definitely one of them, and I suspect everybody here is too that's with me. But what happens is that the program itself evolves, and then eventually within the program, they start learning enough about computers and that matrix in order to create what you call an AI today again, so that they can start creating a synthetic people and worlds and all that. Are you following me? And it goes on and on like the Chinese box gift. You open up, pull out a box, and then another smaller box, and they keep doing it, you see?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, replicating itself, yeah.
Right,
but there are real people, there are real beings here too, though. Okay, go ahead. Like the programmers.
I see it in our industry where they're getting rid of the dispatchers, and they got the computers dispatching them.
They're taking over the people, exactly.
They don't have people telling us, oh, you got this load, you got that load. It's more of a computer just sending us a load next.
Exactly. And you see, and to them, the benefits is, for example, the computers never talk back. They never get sick. They don't want a salary, you know, just maintenance. And it's the same thing that a millionaire understands the concept of money, and most people don't. That's why, you know, they're millionaires and then everybody else struggling to live daily, day by day. And because people, in general, they work for money, but not millionaires. They've learned how to make money work for them. Are you following me?
Yeah.
And the reason why is because money don't talk back, it don't man a salary, and it never has any off days, it works 7 days a week, it never gets sick, and it don't talk back.
Yeah.
And it'll work while you sleep. 24/7, yeah. Right. And that's what people don't understand. The formula of being a millionaire is making money work for you, and not. But everybody has been trained to work for money, and that's a form of slavery. Because back in slavery, people worked for nothing. They didn't get any money. But the people that were in control of them had to feed and house them and take care of them when they were sick and, you know, those type of responsibilities. You follow what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like as if you had a cattle ranch. It costs money to buy feed and to pay people to, you know, it takes a lot of time and energy and effort to maintain that system, right?
Yeah.
But now they become much more sophisticated. And these people that are working stiffs, as you say, they think they're free. But what it is, that they created a system so that they work for them and they give them just enough money to make it back to work Monday again, in essence. But never enough money to become free and independent and rich like them. Got it? Kind of like the RE negative slaves. They can never become the masters. They only give them the illusion, the AI illusion. Got it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was saying.
Right. So, but there is a way out of this morass, and I'm that way. I was sent here as a yielding mercy, as a the lowering of the wing of an angel, as a heartfelt whisper from the Creator that says, I love you unconditionally. Those of you that are real, and that separation is evident because those of you that have a soul are the real ones. And the ones that don't have soul, you know white people don't have a soul. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So they're not people. They're right. Another small step for man, but a giant leap for mankind. You follow me? So everybody wants to emulate white people. They don't, Father forgive them, but they know not what they do, right? Because, you know, real people, what a soul is, it separates you from other creatures because it gives you the capacity for compassion and divine love, right? But anybody that can just shoot people down the street like dogs and enslave them and put them in cages and do the horrific and terrible, monstrous things, Jeffrey Dahmer or Mark Keaton, you know, these kind of creatures. These are creatures. These are not people. You follow what I mean?
Yeah.
These are things, creatures. You got it? Yes.
Yep. I understand.
Yes. And you're surrounded by them, believe me. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
The name of them is, and most people just call them devils. Go ahead.
I love you.
I love you. Bless you. Okay. Then you forgot to send that testimony last time, right? Hello?
The testimony?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was you that had been away from me a couple of years, but you found your way back.
No, I've been listening. I just been listening.
See. Okay, what is your name, brother, so we'll remember? What is your name, so
Brian.
We'll remember?
Brian.
Okay,
hey, Brian.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
Brian, the truck driver. I'm the truck driver.
Okay, All right, family. Stay in. Don't get out.
Nah, I'm going to stay here.
I'll follow you because it's that time. All right, now somebody got the phone open in the back with people. Don't do that. All right.
Sorry,
I love you. Okay. Anybody else have the question or spiritual experience? Hit me here from way back when. Where you at?
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
Ain't nothing to it, Doc. I'm glad you're there. Some of y'all remember Henny Hen from way back in when. Now, this is a guy with a soul. Now, this is a real one right here. He has a soul. That's true. I mean, and it sounds strange, but, you know, a soul is rare, and in this world today, scarce as hen teeth. And the last chicken you saw here, how many teeth did it have?
Man.
That's right. Right. So souls are precious, you know what I mean? But,
yes.
You know, you got a lot of different beings that interact with us, even in the class. You know, they'll be the ones with the soul, they're going to support and try to, you know, keep the mission going like others. They don't even, because one thing it is, how do people without souls know they don't have one? You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss what you never had. So they all blend in, you just think of them as people, right? But they don't have any real caring or empathy or compassion or anything like that. And they certainly don't have what Martin Luther King had or Pedro Campos, the ability to care for people that they never met before. You know what I mean, right?
Right.
Yeah. Because they're cold-blooded, most of that draconian thing. And, you know, like this fake Messiah, Nubian, Men Crazy or whatever his name is, talking about, the reptile woman, you know, they nurture their children, you know, mammalian women, they run off, leave their children. That's a lie. The mammals give birth alive young and they nurture their children. Reptiles and snakes, they lay eggs and crawl off like a snake. Just they don't even look back. They don't even think, no, ain't nothing nurturing or loving about no snake, and they're not warm-blooded at all. They're cold-blooded monsters with no essence of compassion or nurturing or anything like that. No warmth about them. But, Ken, when was the last spiritual? I know you were seeing quite a few of them crafts the last time we talked. What's been happening with you on the spiritual tip?
Well, recently I'd tuned into one of your recorded class. I think it was the last
Earth
one.
Earth the Risk. Part one.
And right in the beginning of it, something occurred that hadn't occurred in a while. I think since when I was living out in Georgia, and
yeah,
I was listening to it, and then I felt myself dozing off, and all of a sudden, this was in the very beginning of listening to it, I heard a pop, like, pop. Mm. And it woke me up out of my sleep. And the only other time that occurred when I was listening to some pop material when I was living in Georgia, and another time I was listening to some of your material when I was living in Georgia. It was almost the equivalent of it was probably like a DNA explosion.
That's what it is. And that's what it is. You're raising up in frequency. A lot of people, that's why white people, when you go up, ascend up planes, that's why they call airplanes planes, to try to create the illusion that when you're going up in an airplane off a tarmac, that you're ascending up and through the heavens, like when they said that they built a tower up through the heavens, like it's some way to take bricks and build a physical tower up through the planes of the seven heavens, which is a foolish concept. But you know, when you go up in a plane, when you reach a certain altitude, your ears will pop. You know what I mean? So what it is it's indicative of a frequency, a vibration of a dimensional shift. Because the higher up you go in planes, you know, it becomes less dense. You know, like from when it's real slow and sluggish, like water in the refrigerator appears to be solid like teeth and bones. We call it ice. Water is even affected by gravity like the ice, but when you put it in a pot on a high fire, it vibrates real fast, and it starts converting from a liquid into a spirit you call steam, and instead of dropping to the ground and being affected by gravity and things of the like, the steam or the spirit starts ascending. It starts raising up naturally, and of course you leave the fire on long enough, it'll convert into ether, and you don't see water, steam, or ice, right? So that's what it is, that when you have certain things that make you ascend, sometimes people hear a pop or a strong ringing in their ear, and it's not tendonitis, believe me. I know that you've been witnessing a lot of things about these strange creatures and beings coming out of penitentiary and crafts you see. But it's a lot of people here that are new that haven't heard a lot of the things about you, like you used to walk. Do you still get out your body and walk down halls and do different things like that, or is that kind of fading away a little bit? But it's going to speed up now that you're back in the circle.
I haven't did it in a while.
That's what I mean. I felt that in you. But I know I know you probably told it 1,000 times, and it gets old, like James Brown singing "It's a Man's World" for 1,000 people, but it's new to them. You think it's possible that you can recant that time that you had the accident and how we interacted on that? That's a beautiful thing for people to know. You know what I mean?
I got an accident back in, 2011. I was in a fire, 2011, 2012.
Wow,
and,
it was that long?
That seemed like yesterday, don't it?
I know
that's
it.
That's like almost 10 years ago, man. Crazy,
man.
Right?
I know it.
And it's like, that's another thing I wanted to ask you about, because time don't seem like the time.
It's not because now it's docking with itself, and I'll explain that when you get through. But it seems like you said yesterday, I was sitting in the rocking chair at the computer, and I heard some breathing behind me on the bed, and
mm-hmm.
It was kind of a labored breathing, and I was scared to turn around, but I finally did, and it was you. I saw it was you there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw your condition, but I love you a lot, and that really alarmed me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you could explain to people as loud and clear, quick as you can, what happened, try to bring them there and share our experience with them.
Okay. Well, I was in a car fire back then, and what happened? The fire burnt most of my body, and also I inhaled some of the flames, so it burnt my breathing passages, burnt the skin on the inside of my throat. And as I was laying there, my throat passages was closing quickly. They rushed me to the to the hospital, and then in the midst of that,
life flight and a helicopter or what?
Yeah. First I was rushed in a EMS truck. They took me to the hospital.
I see. I'm trying to get people a picture, see what it was. Is Henry was a part? He's a very skilled mechanic and plumber and all these things. And he was trying to scrap a car, and he was on the driveway under the car with his head to the pavement. Because when you take cars in now, they want you to empty the gas tank, because when they put them in that crushers, a lot of times they explode. So without thinking about it, he took a drill to drill a hole in it to empty the gas out. But it created a spark, and that's what made the tank explode right over his face, and his head didn't have nowhere to go on the concrete driveway. That's what made it so horrendous. Just imagine that, okay?
Well, anyway, after that happened, I got rushed to the hospital, and the head doctor in the operating room. I was awake, I was in and I was out, and she was like, "What's wrong? What happened?" I told her as much as I could, and she said, "Quickly, open your mouth." She looked down, and my mouth was saying that my throat was swelling from the inside from me inhaling the fire. So all of a sudden, she was like, "Everybody, quick, hurry up, do this, and so I knew it, I was out. And then make the story a long story short, I woke up.
But she did take an object, an instrument, and punch a hole through your throat, and that's what knocked
out
your front teeth.
Yeah, she took a big metal object and shoved it down in my mouth, broke most of my teeth, and it opened. It kept my throat passages
open
long enough for I was in Macon when that happened, Macon, Georgia, and I got life flighted to Augusta, Georgia, burn unit, where I woke up maybe a few weeks later, wondering where the hell was, I was, and my sister was there holding my hand, crying. But during that ordeal, I came to me in the spirit. He's like, "It's gonna be all right." All I can remember is green. It was very green, and it felt like a heaven. That's the closest I felt like I was in heaven. And it was like, "It's going to be all right. Just follow me and walk with me and breathe with me, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right."
Yeah. You see, what it was is that when I saw him, healing sickness and disease is one thing, but that kind of injury that I saw, I didn't know what to do with it. So but it came to me is that if I could take him back in time to like 30 minutes before it happened, he would be all right. And so I asked him to trust me. I said, "Here, take my hand and walk with me back down this tunnel. We're going to walk back to before it happened." And he came right out. He came right with me, and we walked down that tunnel. And then when we came back, I put him back in his body, and then what was the doctor's response as far as running, testing your blood and all this?
And it was like, "Wow, you're better." They took so much blood from me, like I was an anomaly, they couldn't understand how I made it through. And it was an ordeal. It was an experience.
Now, after that, they put you out the hospital the next morning, huh?
Man, I was there for a few weeks, and then they put me out the hospital. Like, it was like they couldn't believe that I was healing so fast, and that they put me out the hospital, and because I didn't have any clothes, because they ripped the burnt clothes off of me. They put me in like a paper suit, I guess, is the best way I could put it, and sent me home. But I was disfigured for a while, but I made a fool. My skin, you can't tell anywhere on my body where my skin got burned.
That's, people would never know. The only thing you can tell is the teeth, his top teeth where she put that thing rammed, is the only thing they still out. But other than that, he's perfect, just like he was before. It happened. That's right.
Yep.
And can now, still
skin
say.
Came back. Skin came back. And, yeah, I'm still
yeah.
here.
Yeah, and you there, you Henry, except for those little teeth at the top, and we're going to do something about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. But that's love right there. That's love that did that, you know. And have you been seeing any of those crafts? You know, you attract those crafts a lot. When was the last time you saw any of those?
I thought I saw one a few weeks ago, and I'm still not sure if it was one, but it felt like one because it felt like the last time the craft was near. The one I told you was it just blew my mind, but it was right there for like almost an hour, like 15-20 minutes.
If you remember the shape.
It was like oval. It was like oval. It wasn't circles. It was like oval.
Uh-huh.
And it had two lights on it.
Uh-huh.
I think it was like they had a light in the middle, and they had two lights on it. It was like a green light and a red light. And it wasn't just me that said it. It was my sister and my brother-in-law was right there. We was looking at it, and I was telling them what it was, and it ducked out. It stayed there for about 15-20 minutes. It went down, ducked behind the trees, and then was gone for like maybe 5-7 minutes. 10 minutes, and then it came right back up and stayed there for another 15-20 minutes. And I was like, they really wanted us to see it. We videotaped it, and when we went to go look at it on the video, it wasn't there.
That's
all you can see is a bright light. All you can see is a bright light.
Yeah. I didn't want. And since then, I had one here that a fellow named Darius Palmer was here with me, and I was moving stars to people out there in the parking lot, and he said, "Amun, what is that over there?" And I looked in the tree line behind the barbershop, and it was a big, giant amber light on the ground. And I just said right away, I said, "That's my family right there, and they'll do whatever I tell them." And I told him, I said, "Now watch, rise up to the top of the tree line," and it slowly floated up to the top of those tall, tall pine trees. But I still couldn't see him good enough, so I ran up on top of the porch so I could look directly at it. And then I thought he was recording that, but he wasn't. He was just shocked, you know, shocked. So he ran up on the side, standing on my right side, and I said, "Now look, I'm gonna call him over here to me." He said, "Well, as long as I'm standing next to you, I'm not afraid." And he's a courageous martial artist and this, that, and the other. But when I said, "Now come to me," and they started moving real slow, low altitude, just above the phone wires, and then they dropped down over the parking lot when they was passing over the car. When they started passing over our head on the porch, man, if they'd have stuck their hand out the window, we could have gave them that. And the bottom was lit up. It was a triangle shape, lights on all three corners, and then they had one turning one bright in the middle of the bottom. And I had seen one like that, but this one was black. I've seen a white one like that on the way to Atlanta one time with Michael Radford when we did the three tones that you all listened to. We that was us doing that three-tone thing there. But he got so shook, he dropped the camera down and stopped filming when it was passing right over. That was a $1 million shot, man. You could see everything clear. Just like a mechanic in a garage changing the oil on the car with a bright light, it's close like that. But he finally said the reason he's scared because he saw some conveyor door under there or something. I didn't see that. I saw a lot of things. I didn't see no door. But I got footage of it. If you haven't seen it, I'll send it to you. You know.
No, I haven't seen it.
I'll send it to you. But this stuff is very real, and not a lot of people need to know that there are people out here that are not. The reason that they attract to you a lot so much right there is because they know you. They're related. It's like when you go to Water World and dolphins come up to a being like you. You following me?
Brother Moon.
Right.
Yes.
It's time to go outside.
Okay. Very good. We really need full participation here. What time is it?
10:26.
All right. We need all of you all to please put on a jacket or something and go out there and just tell us what you see, moon, how many stars, or whatever you see. because we're going to do a joint tonight, and I want every disciple that can move them on their own to move them tonight, because it's more important for you all to move them than me, because people have to know that there's something other than an organization or group that has only one central figure that's charismatic to the group. They need to know, well, what have you done for us lately? How does this benefit us? That's where you all come in with these testimonies and performing miracles that they can see. I know you're doing a lot of things they can't see, but please go outside and tell us what you see in the sky. Henny Hen, can you start right there? And Della in Ohio and everybody in Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, all you people, please. Don't let, because we always tell them we're going to move these things, perform the miracles at 10:30. You know your people. If you're 1 minute late, they're going to go back in. I knew they was full of it and all that like that. So here's where that soul comes in at, that compassion on brothers and sisters you never met before. That's how you know you're a real one, and you can really make the transition to heaven because you care. So please, I'm waiting for somebody to tell me what they see right now. Time is passing. What do you see up there in the Bronx up there? All right, you compassionate souls, you 144,000, transforming into messiahs. Tell me what you see. And it's not dark everywhere, so what do you see? What do you see in Texas? Okay, go ahead. What do you see? I just want to hear whoever sees a star. Come on, it's getting late.
I see one star out there, but I need to see it clear.
Very good.
I'll
clear it up. You see, wait a minute, slow down. We can't talk that long. Okay, you can see one star, but it's not clear. Is that what you said?
Out from my window, I have to go outside where the window is clear.
Okay, can you do it real quick? We don't need but one. And that goes for all of you. We don't need to see but one. What you got in Cleveland, Hen? I know it's clear that way. I checked the maps. I checked the weather. It's clear in Texas. What do you all see?
I'm looking. I don't see no stars. Give me a second.
Okay, just one. Okay, down in Texas, Pennsylvania.
Looking for one.
Okay. Florida, whoever, all of you. What you got in Ohio? Della, you're supposed to be moving something for the people there, too.
I see.
Okay. Delonte, that's you in D.C.? What do you see?
A star.
Okay, you see a star? Okay, tell people who you are and what you're going to do with it. You can move them by yourself. Go ahead.
Delonte.
Ptah. What is your whole name and your whole Egyptian name?
Ptah Hatep.
Ptah Hatep. Okay. Is the star anywhere? Where is it at? Is it up in the straight in the sky, by Orion? Any kind of way that you can they can follow you?
The left of Orion.
Okay, it's to the left of Orion. Okay, I see.
Yeah,
okay, so what are you going to do with it?
All right, the name of Amun, go up.
Then you describe to us what it's doing, and everybody else that's watching, tell us what they see. The star to the left of Orion.
Yeah.
What is it doing?
Going up.
You got to talk. Okay, now, what are you going to do now?
I'm down. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to talk loud and click, because people, they got to know what you're experiencing.
Yes, it's down.
Okay. Who else can see it? It's to the left of Orion. In Mississippi there, Meridian, Mississippi. Cecil, what do you want to do with it now?
Right.
You wanted to go toward Orion, right?
Yeah. All right. Going
okay.
Right. Right.
So now you wanted to go left?
Yeah.
Okay. Got to tell right. people what you see.
Yeah, it's going.
When you say all right, they don't know what that means, you know?
Going to the left.
It's moving to the left, right, okay. Now what do you want to do with it?
Clockwise circle. Yeah.
All right, go ahead and do it.
All right, move. Name Amu. Yeah, let's start. Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that you got to tell them what it's doing.
Hey, I'm in Ohio, Cleveland. I see it moving out.
I love you. That's what we
just
need.
Blew,
that's
it
called
just blew
back.
My son. Just blew my son's mind.
Well, if you can see it, tell you what we'll do for your son in Cleveland. We're going to do this together, you and I. You see the Orion constellation then, don't you?
Absolutely.
Can it? All right.
Absolutely.
You see that the bright star on the bottom right of it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's move the whole Orion constellation to the left in the name of Amun Ray. Right now.
That's what Orion does. Let's move it up.
I'm going to move it to the left, but look at the bottom star on the bottom right so you can understand what's happening. All right. In the name of Amun Ray, move to the left, Orion.
I see it.
And
it's moving.
See it moving?
Yeah. Now up and over and swing back to the right.
Up and over and swing back to the right.
Y'all got to describe what you see in loud. Back
it
down and under.
Like, it looks like stars are moving in the circular.
They are moving.
Position.
They are moving.
Right.
Yeah, they are now they're going to move to the left. In fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll move the whole creation. All right, I love you. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Anukis. What I'm going to do is move the entire creation so nobody can be confused. No matter what you're looking at, you can see it's moving. Now I'm going to move the whole creation. Chicago, wake up. The whole creation to the left. Swing to the left in the name of Amun Ra. All of you. You never saw this before, Henny Hen.
Come on with it.
There it is. Now up and over. Now swing back creation to the right.
Hell no. You see
it? Hell yeah. That big thing is moving. Now up and over. Now swing back like a big hammock to the left. All of creation. Yeah. The whole creation, seen and unseen. That means I'm moving wrist to earth, everything. Up, swing back. Swing low, sweet chariot to the right. Yeah.
You see it?
Okay, I'm going to make a funny kind of a circle with the whole creation so it'll be easier for him. See, it's hot. When everything is moving at the same time, it's not that easy. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. Now, I'm going to make it go counterclockwise in a circle, a funny kind of circle. Oh, my moon. Oh, Kaloom.
It's doing it.
Yeah.
Counterclockwise
going. Exactly. You see it? Okay. How about up in the Bronx there? Did you see it?
Hey, man, you froze my son.
I thought I was watching his eyeball flip.
I did. Say it again.
I saw everything move a little bit.
Okay. All right. I like words like that. Okay, but you saw it move. All right. Now, what did you say, Hen? Your son did what?
You froze his dome and watched his eyeballs swell.
but you got to know that man will do greater things than I, and to see it will make you capable of eventually being it. Are you following me?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Anybody else here? Thank you, Patah Delante, for moving that star. Now, who else wants to move something on their own? Now, Anukis, you can see in Pennsylvania. What are you going to move?
I can move that bright star, too. That's to the left of
which
the
one,
line.
Okay, go ahead. Just tell us what you're going to do with it.
Move star to the right in the name of the Messiah, Amunray A. Move to the right.
Stop
and move back to the left in the name of the Messiah. Amunray A. Master of the universe. Subservient to the 144,000.
Yeah, I see
it. I love you, brother, up there in the Bronx. Just tell us what you see it doing, Anukis, because people don't can't see.
Stop.
Everybody can. Okay.
Now go up in the name of the Messiah, Amunray A. Move up, star. Move up, family.
What is it doing?
Can't see it that good, but I know it's doing something.
It's moving up.
Thank you, brother. We know it's moving up. You have a little vision problems. Okay.
Yeah, it's moving up,
brother,
and it's also moving to the left.
Okay. Yes. Now, which way you mean to the right? Okay, up and to the right. Okay, so now which way do you want it to move now?
Now drop down. Drop down in the name of the Messiah. Amunray A.
Just describe what you're seeing.
Now I see it moving down. Dropping down. Stop.
How about you see it too, brother?
Yeah, it's moving down just a little, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, when you say a little, what we only need is either moving up or down or it's moving. You know, when you say little, it's trying to minimize.
It
you know,
down.
Anytime you move in, let me say something to you. Anytime you move in stars, you know, we don't need to use words like slow or little. It's either it's moving or it's not. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. It's moving down.
Yeah, right.
Stop.
Okay. Okay. Now, what we're going to do for you, brothers, which way you want me to move in a circle, clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise.
Okay, counterclockwise. Let me get it straight in my mind. Okay, because sometimes I mix them up. Okay. Oh, my mood. Om Kaloom. Just describe what you're seeing. Om Mamut.
It's making a circle.
And it's counterclockwise, right?
To me, it's clockwise, but it might be counterclockwise.
No, rethink it. It's counterclockwise. Watch.
Yes,
counterclockwise. See what I'm? You gotta gather yourself, brother, and try to, you know, we're working with the thing. You know what I mean? It is counterclockwise. We don't want to never try to create doubt on something that we know is really happening. You see what I'm saying? That's counterproductive. Okay. Oh, my mood. Om Kaloom. Yes, definitely. You see it now, brother?
A little.
A little. See, mm-hmm. That's the word again. I'm trying to get you to, do you understand what I'm saying? Either you see it moving. I said, do you see it moving, brother? You were supposed to say yes or no. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
Because
okay.
You're telling yourself, there's something in you that, well, it's not moving a little to nobody else. You know what I'm talking about? It's moving.
Right.
Okay. Now, again, clockwise this time. Oh, my mood. Om Kaloom. All right. You see that moving now, brother?
Yeah, I did see it move.
Okay. Thank you. That was clockwise, right?
Yeah, it was clockwise.
I love you. That's very good. You going to make it. You make it. John 8:32, the truth will make you free. Pareba, no doubt. All right. Anybody else have something? What about in Ohio? Did you want to move something, Della, for your relatives? Okay. All right. Now, let me ask, this is the most important thing before we go back to the question and answer part. And now, we're going to need Anuka for you to read to us. Yes.
Yeah. You done messed my son's head up, man. Now, that's enough for tonight.
I love you. It's real like that. And if the moon was full, Henny Hen, I would put your face or your son's face on the moon talking to you, brown, with a white aura, right, a blue aura around it.
Uh-huh. I just told him you would put your face in the moon.
I know it, but I can put, you've seen that before, but I can put your face in it now, you see.
Word.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, that's all.
Or your son's face, and I haven't seen it. I can do that. Or I can take a star and write my name. I can write my name with a star.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well done.
Wow. Yeah.
Well done.
But,
wow.
Now, we want to get, now, most important is we need all of you all in the Bronx and everybody to put a testimony together tonight about what you experienced in Cleveland. You know how to send it to me, a star testimony, bear witness to what you experienced tonight. Please. Is everybody going to do that?
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow.
I got you.
Okay. Henny Hen.
I got you.
Okay, you really will. Okay, because last time you said that, it never happened. Now,
I know.
Because this is important, because this is the part right here where the rubber meets the road, because that's what's bringing the brothers and sisters to us, because they'll realize there's only one group on the entire planet that's really evolving and transforming into gods that can perform miracles like gods, rather than having the egotistical thing about calling each other, what's up, God? What's going on, God? They're going to have to start realizing after a while, the ones that's not just fake and soulless, the real ones, that it's not about saying you got it, acting and having an attitude like God. It's about doing things that gods can do. That's what makes you a god. Got it? Or a goddess. Being able to do what gods do. Not just the attitude, the arrogance, and the tall hats, but the actual being able to have the power of gods. That's how you shake that illusion, you know, and that break that spell. You follow what I'm saying? And everybody who stops, you know, supporting all these fake clowns, some of them not fake, but it's passe. It's like people going out still supporting Elijah Muhammad, people with the gray hair and the wrinkled suit with the bean pie and the thing. It's just over with. This is a new thing. I'm the final elder. And so what they're doing every time they donate to these things, it's like trying to drink with a man that's got a hollow leg. You can't outdrink him. It's just going nowhere. Ain't nothing happening. You're just throwing away your money. They're not getting nothing. No spiritual packages, no healing, no guidance, no blue light sessions, no classes, nobody to call directly on their own phone when they get. I mean, they're not getting nothing. Nothing, just lie after lie after lie. They with the people, they dream merchants selling them, you know, build an old $50 statue in Africa, you know, looks like the Buddy Christ, and don't even look like a real effigy, like the one I did of Malachi on the throne, right? That was my work, for example. But this old cheap stuff, and then they send it for a lot of money, and they know good and well it ain't no library. That stuff been over there, and it never did exist. It just bumping people's head to a skull plate, just using them up until they get a balloon ceremony. That's it. Okay, and that's the truth right there. Because I was really I'm the only one that went to all the attorneys in the legal and was handling the media and all that. So when they always needed transcripts and files from the case, the office and administration was asking me for them. They were getting them from me because I'm the only one that has and still has everything. Okay. Now, if we can get Ankh in Texas right there, did you got some of that Moto, the water experiment that you can read to us because that's very important. What I want to do is start trying to point y'all toward how to control creating your own positive reality or heaven. Please mute your phones. I don't need to tell you that. All right. In Texas, you looked up the Moto water experiment. What can you read to us about that? But you got to, only thing I need you to do is talk real big. You got to talk real big.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
If you stay there. Thank you.
Okay. It says, Dr. Masaru Emoto, a Japanese author and pseudoscientist. He discovered that crystals formed in frozen water reveal changes when specific concentrated thoughts are directed toward them.
Very good.
So let's see what else they have here. He's published a couple of books about water crystals. And he would say different words or talk to the words, put love, hope, joy, hate, heal, and stuff like that, words like that, on a glass of water. And then he would freeze it. And then the crystals would come out beautiful that were love, hope, peace, and joy.
Yeah.
And ones that had, they had taken like sewer water and water from different places, they formed really ugly crystals. And, you know, they would put words like hate on the water, and they would form really ugly crystals.
Right. Now, that's a real experiment that this Japanese scientist is doing. And what it is simply is that he's taking regular water, and he's putting beautiful music in the background, and he's saying I love you and joy, and he's having thoughts about beautiful, wonderful, heavenly thoughts. And then when he freezes the water, the crystals come out in beautiful shapes, beautiful formations, heavenly, wondrous formations. And then he can take another same glass of water, let that water melt into water again, and start thinking hateful and debaucherous and conniving and, you know, think like Marquita Love. And then all of a sudden, the water crystals, when you look at them after they're frozen, they're ugly monsters. They're boogers with feet. They're ugly, ugly things. So what does that tell everybody here that's thinking? How would you apply that to your reality? What does that tell you?
To always be thinking.
Exactly. Because your body is over 90% water.
Right.
Right? And your body has all the elements in it that the planet Earth has. So is the Earth, the world, existence. So what happens is this, and you got to know that spirit is more pliant or malleable than water. And this is something that you can prove. So what it is anybody that thinks negative or hateful or evil or conniving or backstabbing or low, they're creating a negative reality, an ugly reality in themselves. I don't care how much makeup they put on. They're going to be a diseased, ugly monster, and their whole environment and everything around them is going to be cold and ugly because of their ugly thoughts creating the ugly reality. That's a fact. Anybody can see the connection. In other words, if your thoughts control the way the water is, whether the water is happy and beautiful and heavenly, or if you think negative and it's ugly and stinking and ugly and monstrous looking, then you know who's creating your reality.
Get out.
That's right. So who's responsible for our circumstances and all our conditions and our environment and our bodies?
We are.
Exactly. But you know what they keep doing? They keep pointing at each other. It wasn't for her, if it wasn't for him. You see what I'm saying? If it wasn't for the weather, I just don't like this town. You understand me? That's what it is. But it's not. See, man, woman, see ye not the good and evil both of which you emit? And see, brother, in the Bronx, you know, don't believe me or her or any. You should all make it your personal responsibility to look up Emoto, the water experiment, experiments with an S, and then do them yourself. Or like when I tell you all that's living where there's snow, to go out and make a tight snowball and then take a lighter and light it, and then you see it won't melt like water, but it'll turn black like styrofoam and burn because it's artificial snow. These are the things you have to do. I'm sorry?
I said, really?
Really? It's artificial snow. You can go and try it right now.
Well, no,
while we're on the phone. Huh?
There's no snow around.
No snow. Somebody can see some snow. But the snow is artificial. You know, and you'll notice that a long time when we was kids, when the snow was on the roof, when the sun came out, it used to always melt and start running. You already did it before? In Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And what did it
do? It did burn black. It came up black. Like
that's right.
Styrofoam.
It burned black like styrofoam. That's right. Because now when the sun comes out, the snow still stays on the roof. You got it? It's not melting like water. Yeah. Yes, artificial. So when you're talking about a new heaven and a new earth for the former things will have passed away, it's not a joke. And those of you all that haven't, you need to check out products like Jiffy Peanut Butter. It's now just Jif. There's no reason to change the name. Or that Johnny Quest cartoon is now Joni Quest. Why would they give him a girl name for a boy hero? Or it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Nobody does it like Sara Lee. It's now nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Right? It's like all these things have changed, like the Kennedy assassination is a big one. when he was assassinated, he was in a black Lincoln limousine, what was a four-seater, him and Jacqueline in the back, the driver and the bodyguard in the front. But now in this reality, it's a three-seater with six people, and the one closest to the camera is a well-known governor of a state, so it's not a joke. It's not the same reality. Your Bible has changed, where it used to say, one day the lion will lay down with the lamb, now it says the wolf and the leopard will lay down with the lamb. The Lord's Prayer has changed. I could go through and name stuff all night long. It's not the same reality. Look at your globe geographically. You know, there were two large oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific. The Atlantic was a little smaller, but now the Atlantic is just like a lake, and the Pacific is three-quarters of the way around the world. So that South America and Africa, you can almost throw a rock between one and the other. They're that close. And South America is no longer directly under the United States. It's jetting way out into what was the Atlantic Ocean. All these things have changed. Even your anatomy has changed. Your kidneys are larger, 2 inches high. Your heart is more right to center. You know, some of you have a crease on the side of your skull where a part would be on a man's head because your skull is separating because the brain is getting larger. So a lot of things that are difference here. But now the people that's getting left behind are the ones that's not noticing the differences. Like the Alice in Wonderland, where it says, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Now it says, magic mirror on the wall over here, who's the fairest of them all? But these people that are not in touch with us, not being raised up with 144,000, by the grace of our Creator that sent me as the Messiah to lead you into the new heaven and new earth, they don't realize it, so they're being left behind in the old heaven and the old earth, which is unfortunate, because he said there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, for the former things will have what?
Passed away.
That's right. So then, you know, when people die, they call it he or she passed away. So they're being left behind, and the balloons are going up, and white people are disappearing. Google it. Why are white people dying faster than they're being born? This is a fact. So it's not a joke. And we're the only show in town. So I'm not trying to be. I'm just telling you the truth. Is this way or the highway? Simple as that. The Sirat, the fine filament over hell, is the straight and narrow. The roads to hell are many. They're countless. But the road to heaven is only that one straight fine filament over hell. That straight and narrow, as old folks used to say. And I'm just telling you, it's us. That's it. And what do we have to do to prove our divinity? Move the universe? Multiverses? Well, been there, done that. Did it again tonight. So anybody that's not trying to stay with us is either ignorant or they're natural-born devils, and they know that heaven ain't for them and hell is their home. You got to be crazy to walk away from the Messiah Jesus told you all a long time ago that one day man would do greater things than I. So nobody's trying to be Big Willie. It's true. I'm here for you, and I'm a servant to you. This is your truth. I have a firm place in the heavens. I came here to get you all that are wanting to go back home and go to heaven and mount a throne and want to be immortals again and don't want to suffer the second death and want to have power like God's. What did the Bible tell you as regards to Jesus? That all of you that believe in him, even unto his name, unto them give he they power as God's. Look it up. And to all of you that believe in him, even unto his name, unto them give he they eternal life. And not even death can snatch them from his hand. So I don't know we've proven it over and over again. And if you want more proof, just ask for it. If you're not sending for spiritual packages and donating and trying to support this mission right here, and what you're doing is saying that you're not going to make it to heaven because you ain't going to sit on your thumb and just think heaven going to knock on your door talking about, hey, I've been looking for you. Even hell ain't free. It costs a lot of money and hard work to be a crackhead. Trust me. I'm not playing. Yeah, it's going to take more than the devil's laugh to get out of this. This is real. You got me. Now, you know, because those of you, and you can't even be neutral, because those of you that neither hot nor cold, I spew you out of my mouth. Indecision is a decision. That means you're going with the devil. Because those people don't know how to, they can't commit. You follow? All right. What is that next question? And thank you. I really appreciate that, in Texas. That was a very important. And as far, let me do some more on creating a new reality. One thing that's very important is you all have to learn how to forgive. We do. We remember that a teacher always teaches that which most he or she needs to learn. We have to learn to forgive. I got to say it again, forgiveness, because holding on to anger and resentment and hatred and vengeful thoughts or even love for the wrong things and objects and people, it'll bind you to this world and you'll get left behind. Because if you out of what you call love, which is not, for some being that's not going to make it, remember that if all of you, if you go to hell with them, that ain't going to get nobody to heaven. I don't know what, you know, whereas that if you make it to heaven and when you make it to heaven, you become master over time and space, and you can potentially go back in time and meet them on a sidewalk in their childhood playing on a bike. And approach them in a different way, and maybe you can get them back up to heaven. But if nobody makes it to heaven out of your line, then all of your whole line goes down to hell. Not trying to put no pressure on you, but I'm saying somebody got to make it. And it's on you, because you asked to be here at this time on the precipice of the dimensional shift. You wanted a front row seat. Well, you're here, and that's your responsibility. Like I said, in every normal ejaculation, you have 777,777,777 sperms, and every now and then, just one of them makes it to the egg. But you, everybody here, you made it. So I don't know whether you elbowed your brothers and sisters or tripped them or outsmarted them or just outswam them, but now all of them are back there saying, come on. You can do it. You can make it, because it's just like, again, crossing the Grand Canyon with a chain. Every link is a Selsela, a link in the chain all the way back to the Creator. You're the final link. And if you don't connect to the other side and be that bridge over the troubled water, that Snake River, then the whole chain falls. But if you connect, then they all make it. Not just those that you left behind in the womb, but also those that are here and present with you. Got to straighten up and fly right. This is a very serious thing, and it's not a joke. Remember that the Creator makes butterflies and flowers and all those nice things, but he's the Lord of seriousness. I don't mean he in a literal sense, but if the Creator is the Lord of seriousness. Nothing. Don't ever... If you're thinking that is a joke, then you need to go sit in the corner with a pointy hat until they tie fire to your direct ass. It's real. And there ain't going to be no laughing on that day, believe me. And nobody will be able to speak except the Creator, because the books will be open and the pages spread. And no secret of yours will be remained behind. And they will bring it forth. Even if it's the wave of the atom, it's sufficient of day to take account. But there is a mizan, a balance that's set up in heaven to determine whether it's good or evil that preponderates in you. Got me? So let's not even play that nasty nice game. You either with it or against it. It's that simple. Think about it. Or have forever to regret. All right. Another thing that I think will be helpful to you all is something that this is the words of Amun Ra. I call it the gold brick, you know, because a lot of times we have negative thoughts impulsively. You know, you're like, where does that come from? You know, you standing next to somebody and something say, stick that nigga, you know, kick that bitch in the ass. But now, you know, it's like I said, you know, you standing on a second-story balcony, a tree kind of close in the summertime, you think, I bet I could climb, I could jump over there and onto that limb and shimmy down that tree to the sidewalk safe. You probably could. But unlike nature, you know, where a bird, they can land on a small twig on a tree, and it might bounce up and down a whole lot, but you ain't never seen one break because they're in tune with nature. So they know exactly how much weight. They ain't going to never land on one that won't support their weight. But if you jump on one, suppose it break, or you miss, or your hand slip, and then you crippled for life. So, you know, most of the time, you ain't going to jump. Some niggas do. White folks do it all the time because they don't have no imagination. They can't imagine what will happen if it don't go right. Evil Knievel, they're dead devils. But you don't listen to that voice most of the time, and you're all right. But the question is where do these negative impulses and thoughts come from? It comes from you, from your lineage, from your 30 ancestors, the good ones and the bad ones. Because you might say, well, that's my ancestors, that's not me. Well, that's a ridiculous concept. Because when I look at you, I see your mother and your father. When you look at me, you see my mother and my father. Let's be truthful. And then when you look at us, you see their mother and father and their mother and father back to the fourth generation. Right? So all these influences and voices are in us. So when these negative things come, all of them wasn't good. Some of them was devils. And you know that. Some of them uncles and aunts, and some of them was devils. Even some of the mothers and fathers. Let's tell the truth here today. So when they give you a negative thought or a suggestion, because they are part of your makeup, then what I'm telling you to do is that to think back over life, because it hasn't been all hell, even though we've all experienced hell in many vast and variegated ways. Think of those positive times, that happy birthday party, or the day that you just walked out and you smelled the neighbor cutting the grass, or you pull up the gas station and you like the way the gas smelled, or the way the sun, the wind was blowing, it was just right, or you and your significant other had a beautiful night or experience and y'all couldn't stop laughing, whatever it was. You know, that your favorite food or whatever, you just had a pleasant experience, you know, a movie that you couldn't stop laughing on. So you pull up one of those pleasant memories, one of those happy memories, right when you're in the middle of that negative thinking. And you think about that and remember that. My question is to you is how many things can the mind or the brain think about at once?
One thing.
That's right.
One thing.
Exactly, exactly. So you know if you're afraid of the dark, if you turn the light on, what happens automatically is not only do you get light, but the darkness is automatically gone. So when you think of that positive memory, then what happens to the evil thoughts, the negative thoughts?
It goes away.
Exactly. And then every time that you take that positive thought and you make a gold brick out of it in your mind, in your imagination, and just lay it down. And remember that. And the next time you have another negative thought, you pull up another positive memory and make a gold brick out of that one and lay that one down. And you start building a wall of these gold bricks of these pleasant memories, these wonderful, joyful, feel-good times. And you always imagine all the negative thoughts on the other side of the wall. So when you build it up high enough, they're trapped over there, and it ain't nothing but pleasant thoughts there. So it's retroactive. You don't have to even put effort into it anymore. You just start thinking it becomes automatic. You just start, every time a negative thought even tries to emerge, you just habitually replace it with a positive one. And you got to remember, Moto, that whenever you think positive, what kind of reality are you creating for yourself and your body and your environment and your surroundings?
Positive.
Positive reality. Positive.
Beautiful. You're creating heaven. So you see, my job to get you all to heaven is not necessarily going in a linear sense from point A to point B, but you got to remember that the kingdom of heaven, like the Bible says, where?
In the heart.
In you.
Within you.
Within.
Yes. So if heaven is within you and God is in heaven, then where is God?
Within you.
in me.
Then take responsibility in order to have the ability to respond. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm giving you clear directions how to get out of hell and to get into heaven right here. It's not magic. You have everything you need, but you've fallen asleep, you know, sight, and you've forgotten. I'm trying to light like a lamp your way back to paradise. Support this mission. Write these testimonies. Make donations. Get these spiritual packages. If you're not moving stars and performing miracles right now, whose fault is that?
Yours.
Ours.
That's right. You got to donate, and you got to get these packages. And when you get them, you can't just put them on the TV. You got to really work them. Otherwise, you know, you have the packages, but you keep telling yourself that things in creation take precedent over the Creator. And that's where you go wrong at. Think about it. You know, if you didn't have that house or that car to worry about or that woman or that man, you know what I mean? I'm saying you had a life before all of that, and you'll have a life after all that. So you don't let nothing in creation take precedence over the Creator of it. Get your priorities straight. Make that journey within. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and then all other things will be added unto thee. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Make that journey within. Like Father Babianoun told you, when it was his time, from 1970 to the year 2000, mine, from 2000 to 2030, August 12th, Amun Ray's time to rule. He'll tell you 1,000 times in a million ways and already has. Or like he would say, you have to learn to turn yourself inside out. And let me add, and your perspective of who and what you are, I don't mean putting your hand down your throat and pulling. I'm talking about, rather than thinking of yourself as a physical being that possesses a soul and a spirit and an etheric aspect and some vague peripheral aspect of yourself, think of yourself as an etherean, a soulful being, a spiritual being that possesses or is projecting a physical body as a hologramic illusion of the real you, because you are an enigma. You are an enigma, meaning that wherever you are in your house, if you look at an empty chair, if you could use your imagination, that's what separates you from the animals and from the devil. And because they don't have imagination, crawling up and climbing up the side of Empire State Building, you know, not thinking about high wind, ice, and pigeon shit, you know, with their bare hands and tennis shoes, and then when they fall, you know, it's just no imagination, stupid. But if you can see that empty chair, and if you can conceive or imagine me putting your soul over in that chair, your spirit over there in that chair, your etheric aspect over in the arc, over in that chair, and your memories, your personality, your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, if I could put all that in that chair over there, what would be left here on the phone with us?
Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing.
That's right. But everything that I named, what does it look like? Is it male or female? Is it black or white? Is it young or old? What does it look like?
No,
genderless, invisible.
That's right. So the real you is nothing that you can see, touch, feel, or hear. Don't you see? It's all an illusion. So whenever people are talking about the things around them, you know, they don't have time to make the journey within because they got important things to do. That's the problem. After what is a difficulty, it's a difficulty. After what is a problem, you see, there are no things. Don't get tricked and deceived, beloved. It's an illusion. The only thing real here is you. And the real you is nothing that belongs to this realm. Just like in the Bible where it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet unseen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that things that are seen were not made by things which do appear. Well, we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet unseen through our own personal experience. When we first wanted our first bicycle or car, we thought about it, dreamed about it, imagined it until we didn't just believe it, we knew it. And when we walked outside in the living room, that bike was there, that car was in the driveway, no matter how raggedy it was out there, wasn't it? It was ours. And when you notice something that you remember, that when you started driving that first car, Everywhere you went, you saw the same kind of car, but you never saw them before all over. That was you creating still in that mode. But that at that point, that car wasn't made out of rubber and steel and iron. If the substance that it was made of, faith is the substance of things hoped for, that was hoped for at that point, but evidence of things yet unseen. But they weren't seen yet until you created it with your mind. Like that body you got there, it's not real. Everything is unseen. It's not real. There's no thing. But you created the image in your mind. That's the first word in imagination, image. And then it goes on further to say that through faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that things that are seen were not made by things which do appear. Meaning that just like y'all went out tonight and saw them stars and constellations, and you could point to them, and I say, what is that? You can point to that star over there. Yeah, it's right there. Point to that Orion right there. It's right over there. So you can see what was created. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Sure.
Just like you can see your body in the mirror when you say, I'm in here talking to myself. But my question is, if I ask you to point to the creator that put them stars out there, can you say, there he or she is over there and point over there and see the creator?
No.
Well, because the creator's sitting in that chair and you can't see the creator of the body, of the stars, right?
Right.
But my real question is, and here's where it gets serious at. For real, all honest people tell me, which is realest, the creation or the creator of it?
The creator of it.
Creator of it.
So by that affirmation, you just established that you know that the unseen is realer than the seen. No way out of it. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
That's what he means by turn yourself inside out and your perspective, I add, of who and what you are. You're not that body. You're not that situation. You're only watching that happen from above a moto. It's a water test, an illusion. Can anybody hear me tonight?
Sure.
I'm giving you all the off, the keys to paradise and out of hell. You can't be getting old or sick. You ain't got no goddamn body. Somebody done fed you misinformation to put something crazy in your mind. Do you hear me, water?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't control your mind, it can't. You remember old people say, well, okay, your mind gonna run. Don't let your mind run away with you now.
Uh-huh.
Follow.
It can happen, and it does happen far too much. I'm giving you all the off, the keys to everlasting life right now. That's why you shouldn't miss these classes. That's why you should support and donate all the time. That's why you should always get these spiritual packages. And I don't mean to just get them and set them up in the house. I mean to go through them like you crazy. And then have all your questions written down for them. And the visualization and meditation and practicing all the time. Go outside, move them stars, and don't laugh at yourself. Nothing beats a failure but a try. Don't be scared to be God. Be scared not to be God. God is in control. Everything else is being controlled. And whenever you're being controlled by something or any force or beings, they're going to control you for what's beneficial to them, what makes them happy, not you. Believe me. Revelation 3:14. I am the true and faithful witness. This can be trusted. Ask the angel of the church of Laodicea. I am the Amen, faithful and true. I'm telling you the truth. Know the truth, and the truth will make you what?
Free.
Thank you for
reading. Right.
Free.
Devils thinking they free, like these stupid ass, they free doing some evil deed to try to get what, how, there's no more space found for them. Listen, there's some basic realities that's not going to change. We know that the only reality is divine love, and everything else is mere illusion, right? Everything else is mere illusion.
Sure.
Now, divine love is sure. like spirit and soul. It's not nothing you can see. But you know people that are love, I don't believe in nothing I can't see, touch, and feel. Now, you can feel love and hate, can't you? You know it's real. People that God make, they know the wind is real. Now, they can't see it, but they can look at the trees, the effect of it. A lot of people talk about, I don't believe in God because I can't see it. We know God is real. You are, so therefore he is. The stars came from somewhere, nigga. Stop playing with me. Don't give me that poof stuff. I'm not your Huckleberry. I don't play that. What do you mean, Big Bang? That's where it started? What made it go bang? Where'd the stuff that bang come from? You have to deal with a creator. No, you're not that body. Again, when you have a dream and it's so vivid and you remember, you wake up and tell a person that was in it, I saw us last night in a dream and we was fishing last night in a dream. Who saw y'all last? Who was that watching y'all in the dream fishing? It was you, because you said, I saw us last night. But I is the same one that saw me and my significant other, my mother, or me and my brother fishing or whatever. And everybody else is only one eye. Make that eye whole again. Make that eye single. All this us stuff is the illusion. That's the illusion. And these devils are trading sugar for shit. They have sold their soul, the real self, for a modal, for a holographic body and things around it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the construct.
Yes, that's right. A matrix, a computer, whatever you want to call it. They done sold the real, they done S-O-L-D, their S-O-U-L, for nothing. Trading sugar for shit. But they think they're clever and winning. How are there going to be any devils when talking about the first wave? Ain't no devils, no evil people going to heaven, Emoto. They was kicked out the sun cycle by their own thoughts. Because if the only reality is divine love, and it is, there is no more space found for them in heaven if they're evil. And put a D in front of it. Ain't no devils going to heaven. I don't give a goddamn how you calculate and bend the truth. Alternate reality, Trump. Stop bullshit. That's a lie. You ain't going to heaven. Quite the contrary. You on a bullet train to hell. Period. They don't even run into each other on earth where men giving each other titles. And this is a messiah. And this is a president. This is this one. That's people giving that she's a queen. And this is a soothsayer, and this is a palm reader, this is a healer, and this is, you can give titles out to anybody, you all giving titles to each other, for dressing up in uniforms any long, carrying them on gold thrones and all that, and the real truth is right here, and you can't find nothing, no way to support, no way to help, no way to donate, no way to support your own transformation, your own eternity in heaven and out of hell. You have lost your damn mind. Literally, you are out of your mind and in somebody else's mind, Michael Jackson. You ain't zooming nobody, even stealing or listening, because it ain't going to do you no good. You're just going to be more hurt than everybody else when the end comes and you see the people in heaven glowing, and when you sitting on the top between of them with your shoulders humping, with tears dropping down on the floor bigger than any of your thumbs splashing, they want to know why you more upset than anybody, because you know in your heart you was right there and you could have made it. You was right there, so you are a bigger fool than the rest of them. Who's zooming who? Listen to Aretha sometime. Who's zooming who? Don't fool around here and let the honey get captured by the game now. Because ain't nobody playing. This is real. Now, if you know somebody else that can move the universe, the multiverses, and the whole creation, then present them. If you don't, get in line, straighten up and fly right, and don't get left behind and taste it a second death and hell. All the rest of that, it ain't nothing but just gum bumping. Gum bumping. Entertaining ignorant, foolish thoughts. Clowning. The problem is that you're clowning with your eternity. You know how long that is? Now, since you're going to be here forever, and you will be, the only thing relevant as far as I can see is whether you spend it in heaven, you know the rest. So there ain't no smart way to be no devil if the end of it ends up in hell and death, damnation, and curses. There is no smart devil. You ain't slick. You ain't nothing. You're a dumbass. You ain't nothing but cannon fodder. Something to feed the fire with. You're the greatest loser. The lowest of the low. Too low. You need to dig a hole, jump in it, and then pull a goddamn hole in behind you. You need a stepladder to kiss a snake. You're not slick. And you can stop being stupid trying to use that old physical brain to outsmart the one that created the brain with. Stop being stupid. I'm not confused. Yeah, I can move the universe, but that ain't the same thing as creating it and putting it there. Don't you understand? Yeah, y'all can move stars. 80% of y'all with me can perform miracles and walk through walls and all that, but that ain't the same as the one that created you and the walls, is it? So these devils can't do nothing at all except think big. Not lying. They got an ego that if it could spread wings, you couldn't even fit it in a superdome. They big-chested with pride, full of some old hot wind, swollen up like a bullfrog, about to pop. But they ain't worth the weight of a wafer. And they have no future, none, because they have been cut off. Count them not. Listen to the Potarak, count one, the first one he did, Potarak, count one, count them not. Pay attention to who is the Nawab in Christ, Potarak. Listen to how they try to lie and hide the truth. Inky and Enlil, the update at minute 36 exactly into the recording. When Yanu starts telling y'all that the real Messiah, Amun-Re, is back, they turn the music up sky high. And as soon as the brother gets through reading the part about my return, the Savior's return, they turn and drop it right back down to normal. So obvious and ignorant, black devils and white devils. Everybody know that white people own them and in control of them. Like he said, they out there now, they're still here, and they're still here right now doing the same thing. And then you have the actual black ones, the reptilians from Mount Hermon. Look at it in the Holy Tablets, chapter 11, tablet 13, 29, verse 29 through 54, where it tells you that Atum and Simjaza are the same one. Read. He could not read. Then read your Holy Tablets, chapter 4. Chapter 6, tablet 4, verses 168 and 169. Read your Holy Tablets, chapter 19, verses 313 and 315. And then chapter 19, verses 165 through 171. Read. Read, and your Lord will magnify. Read in the name of your Lord. Read. Stop being stupid. People come into these classes and different things, and what they hang up the phone
when they don't hear what they want to hear. They're not coming here to hear the truth. What they're coming here to hear is confirmation of their already preconceived, erroneous, fake beliefs. Whatever they've been programmed with. And until they hear that, it ain't even worth listening to. Because they already made up their mind that they already know. And they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. They don't. They're past lost. These people, these beings, have tied their mind in a knot and threw it over a fence and walked off. They're being left behind. They're walking through the store, and they don't even understand that cup of noodles is just cup noodles now. What do you mean Jiffy peanut butter is just Jif? What's the point in making? Home Depot is the Home Depot now. They can't see the devil around them everywhere, and they can't see the creator either. They go to Subway to get a sandwich. They don't even look at the word. It's six letters in it. That's his number. Where's the Subway? It's not Epi on top of. It's below. It's underground. Subway. Why we got to go down that way? Look at the end of the name Subway. Don't you see that sharp devil's tail with a point on it? It's all around you, Procter & Gamble. You better wake up. Stop thinking you know what you don't know. You clueless. The blind leading the blind. You're going to both fall wounded and bruised in a ditch. I'm a plain reminder to you. I have no power to compel you. I have no power to compel you, but I can tell you the truth, and I won't leave a stone unturned, and neither will those that's with me, for real, truly with me. So don't think that you're going to get in front of the Creator talking about, I didn't know, if I didn't know, you're a damn lie. Didn't I send to you my scriptures and plain messages? Yes or no?
Well, yeah.
Didn't I send to you my messenger, reciting your purified pages and performing for you the miracles and giving you the proof and the evidence?
Well, no.
Then slink ye into it and speak not into me. Well, the devil made me do it. The devil going to say you a goddamn lie. I really called you and you came. For you is your punishment, me for mine. The Creator going to say they both get double. Little do they know. Keep talking. You doing it not. Didn't I tell your ass to get slink into hell? Get down in the pit. Be gone. But now you know that you all got some dietary changes to make. You got to stop eating the carrion, the dead meat, the blood and different things. It brings lowers your vibrations. And it's also the animal's revenge for slaughtering it. That's in you that gives you anger and temp, you know, makes you sick and all of that. That creates mucus in your body. That creates disease. And uric acid that gives you cancer and all of these different maladies, viruses and bacterial diseases. Stop that. It's getting worse. They're injecting the stuff with more. And you got to eat green foods. Lighter and lighter. I'll give you all a factoid that you didn't know. There's almost 100,000 people on Earth, and you can look it up right now, that's documented, that don't even eat food anymore. That's right, you heard me. And they're being sustained. What do you look like eating a dead animal, a pig or a cow for, and you don't even need to eat at all? It's all in your mind. What do you need food for to sustain your body? You don't have one, Enigma. Wake up. The dimensional shift is already happening. You're here in a new earth. But if you don't realize it, you can't experience it or appreciate it. Anybody, whether they're a devil or a god, ought to have sense enough to know that it's really us, because what other group on the planet is moving stars and performing miracles and making themselves invisible and controlling things with their mind except us? Tell me. I'm boom, 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 boom. I'm waiting. Who else? Where else? What else? That's right. Nobody. Nobody. So what are you looking around? What are you groping? What are you doing? Take your head up out your ass. Wake up. wherever you be in land and whatever you listening to or whatever you supporting, it's the devil. I don't care whether you call it evil or what, it could be out of place. Because you ain't going to pass no university test with no kindergarten information. You can forget about that. Throw that out your mind. We way past the school of Elijah Muhammad and Malachi and all these, and Noble Drew Ali and all that. They all served a great purpose. Elijah Muhammad especially did a yeoman's job. He had a powerful movement right there with masjids and every city and doing import-export, restaurants and businesses and taught brothers and sisters how to respect one another and address and to clean up and get all pork and hair on. They had brothers, you couldn't go to a corner without somebody in a suit and tie coming to you with a bean pie and a paper. A Bilal speaks all over the country. That was bigger than the Wahhabians. Give that man credit. Or at least give credit to the one that sent us. Because he said, make no distinction between any of my messages or my scriptures when the scriptures are true and the messenger is true. But that man was noble, and when he performed his duties of his mission, he did what he was told. He told everybody to go to the man with the leather lamb. That was Malachi. That was what he was supposed to do, and step down and get his black ass out the way, and he did that. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people that was with him, they was worshiping the man instead of the one that sent him, and they stayed there with Elijah. They wouldn't go to Malachi, so they missed that school. And that was a big, powerful, powerful school. They still back there in the land of time forgot, where Bilal speaks, and Litany had gray hair with a split on the side of their shoe trying to run across the street and catch a car with an old Bilal speaks. It's sad. And then these Nawabians here, they keep on with Malachi's visions, and every time you look up, they got these air-blown photos of Malachi where they then airbrushed him to look like he's young or different. And all these videos and pictures are way back on Tamaray in upstate New York, way back in the old days. You know what I mean? Good times! Stop it, JJ. That's over with. You're being a clown. Didn't he tell you that God never looks back? Keep on looking back. You're going to rob yourself of the gift of a true present. You're supposed to see a box with bowls on it. Not trying to be hard. I'm trying to wake you all up. Is anybody with me tonight? Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Tua.
I'm telling you, this ain't nothing but a baton race. It never was about Elijah or Marcus Garvey or Martin Luther King or Amun Ra or Atu Ra. It was never about that. It's about the Creator. It's a baton race. Everybody get in line, and he's an angel. He ain't God. His throne is a stainless steel toilet in penitentiary for doing things that go to read the Holy Tablets, chapter 8, tablet 11. Somebody hear that note, tell me. Does the Holy Tablets and the Creator say that Malachi is going to be allowed back in heaven? Yes or no?
No.
No.
All right. So then everybody that's following them, where are they on the way to?
Hell.
I understand.
Hell.
But when it was his season, and it was his time from 1970 when he broke the seventh seal to 2000, that was the time, the first half hour, to follow him. Don't you understand? He was in his time. He had the baton. He had the power. But from the year 2000 to 2030, August 12th, is Amun Ra's time to rule, universe mover. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You going to keep on living in the past and miss the future completely? Hell, you're not even in tune with the present. niggas blinded by the past. Better wake up. I can reveal some things to you right now, break your heart, and I don't want to do that. That's not why I'm here. I love Malachi. He and I are one. We counterparts. We more than brothers. We the same being. I love him. But I don't love what this is doing to you, to my people. I don't love that. A lot of y'all got brothers and sisters that you love. Mothers and fathers you love, children you love, but if you don't love everything they do, am I right or wrong?
Right.
Sure.
Some things about them you can't stand. You know they, but I mean, you still love them. But everybody got that brother, Ray Ray. You know what I'm talking about. You know which one I'm talking about. Yeah, and that certain sister. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all got that certain child, that one over there. You know which one I'm talking about. You know which one, don't you?
Sure.
We love them. We love them, but, hey, it is what it is, right? Ain't no need focusing on they devil, looking at the splinter in your brother and sister's eye when you can't see the beam in your own, when you know that your greatest enemy is the inner me. We got to work on ourselves and take our mind off of worrying about what's happening with Lele and Ray Ray. If you can't save yourself, you can't save no goddamn body else. Are you crazy? Stop putting these people before you. If you make it, you're going to make it for them too. If you don't, ain't nobody. If you go to hell with them, ain't nobody going to heaven. Can't you see that? Drop that BS. Come out that. You can be in the world, but not of it. Come out of her. Put your mind on your spiritual packages and on your work and on your transformation. Let everything else fall secondary. It'll take care of itself. See, you not the birds, how they spread and contract their wings, not uphold them, save the beneficent. Have you considered the lilies of the field, how they spread out, nor they toil? But each one of these is arrayed even more beautifully than Solomon. That's the Creator's work. You see when sparrows land on the ground in the park in the flock, you can't tell one from another. They all look the same size, the same everything. Who's sustaining them and keeping them perfect like that? The Creator is. They lean on the Creator. So that when he tells them to go south, like that voice that told you don't pull up that old lady's flowers, they listen. And you don't never see them on the sidewalk on their back with their feet up in the air, stiff frozen, do you? You can't even tell the leader from the rest of them. They all look the same. But if you throw a rock, that leader going to fly up, and they're going to make a V on the way south, and that one in the front, that leader, he knows the way to go. Because all of them don't have to know. The Creator ain't got to tell them all. It's a pyramid structure. He makes sure that one knows the way. I'm that one. I'm that lead bird. All the rest of them got to know is which one of them knows. And it won't be winning America for them either. But you got niggas out here knocking on all the wrong doors, talking to all the wrong damn people, and asking all the wrong damn questions. And then they take their body and they dress up in sharp suits and tall hats because they're getting money from the crowd, Noah. But I tell you, the bigger the crowd, the deeper the goddamn water. You better wake up and come out of her. The truth will stand on its own. It ain't about no numbers. The majority don't rule. The truth does. And you're not going to lie your way to a truthful creator. I don't care how many people are convinced of the same thing, Jim Jones. It don't make no difference where 900 or 1,000 y'all drink poison or one. It ends up in the same place, not heaven. I know you want to believe these false messiahs. I understand that. And they say what you want to hear because you're convinced. You like that pair of shoes, or you don't like nothing but steak and potatoes? because you was raised that way and programmed that way. That's not the only way. And what's frightening about it is it's not necessarily the right way. And there's only one right way. This is it right here. Now, I heard him say many times that y'all can't handle the truth. I pray for your sake that's not true. Because he also said, and by the time you figure it out, it'll be too late. It'll be checkmate. And he said unto Nawabian Ball and Athens that you Nawabians in here are those fallen angels. And when people ask, why you always got these devils around me? He finally asked, because these devils do my work. That ain't the point. You got all these devils, there's devils around you. And I'm telling you, when I went there, the time of rain, I was there all the time. Seriously, I was acting my cool many times. Now, you know, what I saw that was one being on thrones, dressed in sharp, with a whole caboose, a young females behind them and flowing material, transparent, smelling like a fresh breeze and flowers and all that behind him, like $1 million, one king with fleets of Cadillacs and all, and everybody else was raiding with holes in their jeans, digging holes in muddy ditches now. If that's heaven to y'all, then keep at it. Have at it. Keep donating. Because I'm telling you where it's going to lead. The people that's been there 45 years following that, when they came into this Azuola community 45 years ago or whenever it was, I'm not going to lie to you, and don't let them. They got the exact same amount of power today that they did 45 goddamn years ago. Absolutely locked-till. Zero, fool. And people been walking with me a couple of months and they performing miracles already. Are you crazy? Are you just a glutton for punishment? You better wake up, checkmate. I love y'all in a real way. I really do. Change your diet and change your mind. Because the things you look at will never change until you change the way that you look at things. I'm your brother in truth. I'm Amun Re'e, the one and only real Messiah, the only begotten son of the Creator. I am the three Mems. It's like he said, and count one, and it, who is Nawabian Christ, that black dot, that big bang, was out the Iantwi, the eye, the pupil of Amun Re. So everything you call in existence in multiverses, that just came out the little dark dot in the center of one of my eyes. Wake up. They lying to you. They fake phonies and frauds. And these people out here trying to sell that stuff about reptiles are great and they wonderful and all that. That's a damn lie. They're not warm-blooded. They ain't nothing that they said. They're not nurturing and they ain't going to heaven. It ain't nothing. But they trying to trick you to hell right out in the open. And you're making them rich, Eddie Long, while they molest your children. And you mentally love you.
We are one. We are love. We are family. Love to all the family. Ohio, son. This is Anukis. I love you. Wadu.
That's a wrap.